The Octavia Fullan Public Library presents The Lion and the Mouse, one of Aesop's fables. A big lion was sleeping in the shade of a very old tree when a field mouse climbed up his front legs and into the thick of the king of the jungle's long mane. The little mouse played at swinging on the long hairs of the lion's mane until finally the big cat opened his eyes and grabbed the mouse with a swipe of his paw. The lion was about to gobble him right up, and the frightened little animal begged for mercy.
"I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I had no wish to annoy your majesty. I promise that if you let me go free, perhaps some day you will need me, and I will always be ready to help you."
The lion's laughter was so loud you could hear it for miles in all directions. "How can you imagine that I am ever going to need your help, you puny little thing? But, all right, you've made me laugh, and I'll let you go. Go on, get out of here." Not much time passed, however, before the king of the jungle found himself caught in a trap. He was tangled in a net made of rope that some hunters had prepared because they wanted to capture him alive. The lion roared pathetically, and by chance the little mouse heard his voice and found the place where the great king lay helpless. The mouse recognized the lion and, without thinking twice about it, began gnawing at the ropes that held the lion fast until he managed to set him free. "A few days ago," he told the lion, "you laughed at me because you thought I could never do anything for you. But now you see that we little mice keep our promises, and sometimes we can also help the great animals of the jungle." So the lion and the mouse swore to remain friends forever.